Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to 1P Talk, One Purpose Blog Talk Radio Show. I am the editor and owner of One Purpose Magazine, and I am here with another week of our community chat, where we bring you self-love talk, culture topics, and main topics that are centered around health, wellness, and mental health. Thank you for tuning in to our weekly podcast. I hope you are here to enjoy the show.
Hey, y'all. Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up with you? What's going on? It's your girl, Nia Javon Andrews, managing editor for One Purpose Magazine, owner of Jones Publishing and Enterprises. I am here with a short show. I do 15 minutes with you all, try to do every week, and unless I'm on hiatus. But I am here to hopefully bring some joy, you know, some uplifting, some. I don't want to use the word hope, but let's just start with hope. And start with hope and end with power and authority, right? We'll get there. It takes a little bit of time, I understand. I'm going to have to change the intro for my show because it's aged out. It's old. But every week I say that and I forget to do it. But it is the second to the last Sunday in the month of January. How are you all faring in the new year? For me, it has not been you know, it has been very slow for me, and I appreciate a slow season because I can get my head right, I can get my thoughts right, I can get my plans in place, I can get things in order, because order is so important in doing things. You have to put things in order, and that's even your mental, your internal feng shui has to be good. You know, your mind has to be in order and for you to move forward and to do things that you are called to do, or you plan to do, or that's in your heart desire to do, all of those things. So it's been a slow month for me, and I'm expecting things to speed up, but I'm not ready. I want to finish out this last week slowly, but next week, the following week, I mean, we're in a new week, so I can say next week. The first week in February is when I started doing my digital show again. I'll be completely out of my office in Munster, so things will start to pick up for me work-related. I'm exposing probably this week or next week a new method that I have in journalism, so I'm hoping that that opens some doors, and I'll be talking about my new book that's coming up, and so hopefully that'll open some doors for me. And I went to school for journalism. I've been in this area for a very long time now. I consider myself to be a journalist at my core, although I do other things like communication related. And I'm actually going to be talking about this through my job, through my employer with a group of students, and how I apply what I do to public health. And being at Northwestern University has really helped me find a space in for journalists in public health, and I really want to capitalize. When I say capitalize, I don't mean just financially. Of course, I hope it opens some financial doors, but in gaining territory and gaining a space in public health that can really use media and journalists to get messaging out, because I do feel like that the two have a hard time intertwining. For some reason, you know, journalists in the legal world have found a way to mesh well, but journalists in the public health world really hasn't, or even with sociology, I think, just a lot of the areas that deal with community and the public, and it really doesn't make a lot of sense because we all need each other, you know, to advance to advance health. You know, to advance health care and mental wellness and all of these things that are contributing factors to the deterioration of society and communities. So I have found myself in that area, and I'm grateful for landing there, because it has really put me in a place where I can use my gifts in a way that's exciting, and it gives me the confidence to work out things in a way that is pleasing to God. And, you know, that's very important to me. And so I say all this to say that it is very important that you stay mindful of where God placed you before you got churchy or religious, because God wants to use you. You were placed there because God wants to use that to advance his kingdom. And people seem to, for some reason, when they get saved or they get into church, for some reason, we want to become the preacher, we want to become the pastor, especially with social media. You know, we want to find a flock, or we want to prove to the world that, you know, our relationship with God is elevating us. And so we use things that we said in church to learn, to create a platform for ourselves. And, you know, I just think it's an unhealthy practice. I've been seeing it a lot lately, especially with women. I see not so much with men. I do. I mean, I'm sure men, they find themselves doing it as well, but a lot more with women. And I can honestly relate, because women, as you know, we live life a lot of times. We go through many failures, failed relationships, failed marriages, failed career paths. And I think that, you know, we take it differently than men sometimes. You know, it kind of sits with us a little bit longer. And, you know, we have positioned ourselves to be these strong towers in our household and our communities. And so we have to attach ourselves to powerful and success. And I think that what I'm seeing is a lot of women using their relationship with God to catapult them out of the failure. And I think that it's a form of perversion. I mean, that's just how I see it. I think that it's a form of manipulation. You know, you're using God to create something around you to make it look like you're successful, or to look like you got it together, when realistically you're insecure and your failures have you feeling defeated, and you're just using this that you see, that you know is, getting in a relationship with God and knowing God and understanding the nuances of Christianity, if that's what it is, or the nuances of, you know, spirituality, is a good thing. But the religiosity of it is what I see people grabbing hold to and trying to use it as their source of empowerment, instead of using the blood of Jesus as a Christian to really be empowered and allowing the Holy Spirit to get in your heart and really navigate you through the process of how God wants to use you. And it takes a lot, you know, it takes a lot of decreasing yourself. And I know when you feel defeated in life, that can be a hard thing to do, because you want success so badly, especially when, you know, you failed in a lot of things. And trust me, I can relate to that. I'm not married. I'm not where I want to be in my career, and I'm almost 40 years old. So that thing gets to me too. You know, so I totally get it. I understand it. But you really have to find yourself humbled and really allow the Holy Spirit to work through you to see how God wants to use your gifts, because God don't throw nothing away. Everything that we've been through in life, he uses, you know, in his own way, how he wants to use it. Not how you want to use it, because sometimes the problem with this is what I learned in writing my book, is that when we try to use our own go-through to elevate ourselves, we end up exploiting our stuff and then have to bring explanation to it. And if we do it God's way, God says, you wouldn't even have to go through that, because I'll give you understanding of why you went through it. And the understanding is what people need to get through whatever it is that they're going through. They don't need you talking your mess and putting all your mess out there and entertaining the folks. They don't need that. They need help. They need tools. They need answers. So that's why you have to really get into revealing the mess of who you are. And the only way you can get through revealing that, and when I say revealing it, I don't mean telling it to the world. I mean having an open heart and allowing the Holy Spirit to get in there and do the heart surgery that needs to be done so that God can use that stuff the way he wants to use it. You know, even though, you know, he allowed you to go through it. Let's remember that, too, that a lot of things that we went through, God allowed us to go through it. Some of the stuff we go through, God would never have wanted us to go through it, but we wanted things our way. So he allowed us to go through it, and he's going to use it for your good. If you really turn your heart over to God and allow the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit does, right? So this just came to me, and so I am going to be obedient. But I saw someone had posted on social media how forgiveness is important, right? And how you should forgive people, especially as a Christian. And I believe that, you know, to whatever degree that you feel you have to forgive someone, but even God has boundaries. God will not let you put your mouth, will not allow you to put your mouth on the Holy Spirit without shutting you down. God will not allow you to talk or blaspheme the Holy Spirit without shutting you down. Even God has boundaries. So I'm seeing that not in relation to what I was just saying, but since I was talking about the Holy Spirit, I figured that I would bring that up. God protects the Holy Spirit in a special way, right? He doesn't, he turns his back on you if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. So we have to remember that. And that just shows how special the Holy Spirit is to God. So if the Holy Spirit is that special to God, you have to be, the Holy Spirit has to be that special to you. And you have to remember to open your heart to the Holy Spirit, engage in allowing yourself to be open to hearing the correction and the love and the direction from the Holy Spirit. You know, it's so important. You get that through prayer, you know. You set aside time to pray and to be open. And, you know, that's how you get there. And that's important. But I had to talk about that because sometimes we have to protect ourselves like God protects the Holy Spirit, right? Some people don't deserve to come back. And they say forgiveness is for you more so than it is for the other person. You know, and it is, you know, but like they say, forgiveness isn't always about letting people back in, but, you know, it's freeing yourself so that, and freeing your heart so that you can allow the Holy Spirit in to dwell there. So, we can work through all that. Figure that out. Go to a Bible-believing church. Stay in your word. All that stuff will help bring us to understanding, especially when we find ourselves entrapped in bad situations that, you know, kind of weigh us down and get the best of us. So, you know, being in the Word, being in prayer, opening your heart to the Holy Spirit all helps with that. But our gifts and our talents, God will use. And we can't and we shouldn't throw them away because of our own feelings of defeat and lack of understanding. We should be, God want to use all the things that we have gone through in life to advance his kingdom. All right? So until next week, I'll hit y'all. Bye-bye. Peace out.